Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
2011 gets off to its ceremonial start at the State House this week. The legislature opens its new session on Wednesday with a swearing-in of state lawmakers. Then on Thursday, the governor's inauguration takes place, launching Deval Patrick's second term in the corner office. Matt Murphy's office is also in the State House. He's a reporter for the State House News Service and joins us this morning here in the studio to help us raise the curtain on the new year on Beacon Hill. Good morning, Matt, and thanks for coming into the studio on this Monday.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to the legislature as well. It was a fairly quiet end of last year for the legislature. No big issues tackled. Some controversies, but no big issues tackled. I'm wondering what you expect to emerge as key issues at the start of the new year.
Well, next year has a lot on the plate. Obviously, the things you can't avoid, the budget's going to be very difficult this year, and they're going to get a head start on that. Without federal stimulus money, the governor has to file his budget later this month. So that will tell a lot about what the state of the state's finances are. Also, redistricting is on the table. But, you know, jobs in the economy will probably stay number one, and you can't really talk about either one of those without talking about health care, and that's going to be the major issue to tackle for the legislature this year in terms of going after payment reform, switching from a system of fee-for-service to a global payment system that the governor has expressed interest in, as has the Senate president and speaker.
As the state tries to cut health care costs, which really put a drain on the budget.
Really, it is draining the budget. It's growing much faster than any revenue source that the state has, and they're talking now about no appetite for new sources of revenue. So short of that, they're going to have to find a way to rein in costs and try and get some people onto private plans, as we've seen a growth in Medicaid that forced them to even pass a supplemental budget just last week at the end of the session to cover growth in enrollment while people have been out of work and shifting onto those public roles.
Since you used the words new sources of revenue, let me ask about casinos. Do you think there's much chance that casinos will come back before the legislature this year and that they'll actually pass?
I do. I mean, will it actually pass? I'm not sure, but I do anticipate it will come back. The speaker has said he'd like to bring it back. I don't think you'll see the governor driving this issue this time around. So maybe if the speaker can put together a new plan, work with the governor. He's talked about doing it earlier in the session this time so they don't run up against the clock like they did last time when it died at the end of the session.
Do you think there's chance for compromise between the governor and the Speaker of the House? The governor opposed to slot machines at racetracks. The Speaker, Mr. DeLeo, in favor of slot machines at racetracks?
The governor's sort of put his stake down on where he's willing to go with the two racinos. I find it hard to see him bending on that at this point, but there could be room for compromise with the speaker if they're willing to work out some sort of deal. I think both sides want to see it done, so I think you might see some sort of limited gambling expansion.
All right, and I mentioned controversy at the beginning. The controversy on Beacon Hill at the end of the year involved the finding of rampant patronage hiring at the state probation department. Will that be an issue top on the agenda at the start of this new year?
It is. It's going to be a huge issue, and it'll probably be one of the first you see come up with a number of these investigative panels that have been created, charged with making recommendations by January. Both legislative leaders have come forward and said that they don't want to move forward with the budget until this is dealt with. So you could see some proposals on reforming that before the end of the month.
All right. Let me ask about whether you think there'll be a change in atmosphere in the House and the Senate up on Beacon Hill after the elections. 20 new Republicans in the House will take office this week. Will that change anything?
I think it might. I think you could see a change, not so much in the Senate where they actually lost a seat and went down from 5 to 4. The dynamic doesn't change that much with the new ones coming in, but the House could be dramatically different. With now doubling their ranks, there's 32 members. Combine that with moderate Democrats who oppose things like the sales tax increase, you could see some room for Republicans to hold a little more sway if they can bring the moderate Democrats along with them. And it'll be an interesting challenge for House Minority Leader Brad Jones to kind of wrangle this new, larger minority group.
Second term in office coming for Deval Patrick, who will be inaugurated for his second term on Thursday. His relationship with Senate President Therese Murray and House Speaker Robert DeLeo was not exactly all smooth running in the last session. Do you expect a better working relationship between the three of them in the coming year?
It was, it was strained at times because of differences in policy. They've sort of spoken a little bit publicly about how they've maybe buried the hatchet there. They've always been able to somewhat work together, and I don't expect that to be a real source of tension. Where there's areas of compromise, I'm sure they'll be able to.
All right. Governor Patrick has shaken up the top leadership in his administration in the last few weeks, getting the resignations of some of his top officials in the administration. What do you think that signals for him?
He stated publicly that he's not seeking a third term in 4 years, and that gives him some leeway to sort of reach out, take control of the agencies. He's long talked about kind of wrestling control of the quasis, and you've seen him move to get rid of some of those people, put his own people in charge. And I think you're going to see a governor who's got 4 years to get something done that he wants to, and he's going to push forward.
All right. And what do you think the headline will be after his inaugural speech on Thursday? What do you think he's going to highlight beyond the state budget problems, which we've already talked about?
I'm sure he'll talk about health care. And this governor has always talked about kind of reaching out to the underserved communities. He'll talk about closing the achievement gap in education. Education's a key for this governor. I'm sure he'll continue to push that in the second term. And he may lay down some stakes in the ground. What you're going to see this year is, if you saw the New York Times story over the weekend, a great story about the growing public frustration with public employee unions, you're going to see a big push this year from municipalities, cities and towns, and interest groups to reform the way healthcare is delivered at the municipal level, and the governor could be a key backer in that. It'll be interesting to see what he has to say.
Matt Murphy, reporter for the State House News Service, thanks a lot for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.